Yeah. Okay, right, hello. Day 258 of hashtag 365 and day 13 of me trying to stick to 800 calories a day, which is actually going, like I say, surprisingly well. Feeling really pretty good about it all, if I'm honest. Lost a lot of fat, lost a lot of weight. And it dawned on me, though, that when we talk about burning fat, people always talk about burning fat. It dawned on me I didn't actually know myself where the fat goes. How does the fat get out of your system? You know, if you look online, you can type in, what does a stone of fat look like? And it's gross. There's all these pictures of what a stone of fat looks like. Massive, huge, like yellow fat lumps. Disgusting. But I just think, where does it go? I guess in my brain, I always figured that you kind of pissed it out, for want of a more medically subtle expression. I figured that you burnt it and it somehow went into your water system and then you got rid of it. You know, urine style. But I thought I'd better research it to find out what's actually going on. Turns out, loads of people don't know what actually happens when you burn fat, including loads of medical professionals. Loads of medical professionals were researched, or were like, surveyed, and they were saying things like, well, fat turns to muscle, which is absolutely untrue. Apparently, it's impossible, actually, for fat to turn to muscle. It just doesn't happen. Other people say that it escapes through the colon, which is partially true. But loads of people didn't actually know. In actual fact, and this blew my mind when I heard this, but this is true. In actual fact, when fat is burned, it turns to carbon dioxide and water, right? And what's the natural kind of conclusion of that? Apparently, if you lose 10 kilograms of fat, about 8.4 kilograms of that fat will be expelled through your lungs. You breathe it out as carbon dioxide. How mad is that? How mad is that? You breathe it out through your lungs? That is absolutely insane, but that's not some conspiracy theorist website I found that on. That is fact, like science. I just thought that was absolutely astonishing. It does answer something as well. One thing I've noticed that I've never been able to get my head round is you'll go to bed, like say I weigh myself at night, I'll go to bed, and in the morning when I wake up, haven't done a wee, haven't done a poo, anything like that, just wake up, weigh myself again, I'll weigh less. And I've never been able to figure out how that could possibly be the case. If no fluid has left my body in any form, how could it possibly be the case that I weigh less? But that explains it. You breathe it out. Your fat is burned, it turns to carbon dioxide, and you breathe it out. I mean, tell me that's not mind-blowing. That completely blew my mind.